what are the most important foods, in your opinion, that have medicinal value that can help to prevent disease, cancer?
Well, the first thing there is to be well hydrated, good quality water. I'm against fluoride in water. I'm against chlorine if possible. I'm fortunate we have an artesian well. I like mineral water, spring water. I'm not a big fan of the alkaline water process, but certainly the body has to be well hydrated. And what's important about that, Ty, you may not know this, but any addictive process, whether it's cocaine or heroin or coffee or cigarettes, is tougher to break if the person is dehydrated. So the first thing I do with someone who's, for example, an addict, is I rehydrate and I stabilize blood sugar. Now, what's interesting about nicotine, for example, it clears the system quicker if you're dehydrated. So the patient's reaching for another cigarette. But if you're well hydrated, they're not quite sure when the nicotine left their system. So it's the same thing. Cancer, all the illnesses we pay attention to are less problematic if the person's well hydrated. And water is a tremendous anti-inflammatory, of course. So I'm a fan of anti-inflammatory diets. I'm a fan of eating real food, eating living food. It's astonishing to me that we even have this category called junk food. I like to tell my patients, you know, there's no such thing as junk food. There's food and there's junk. And even though the junk can taste like food, it's not food. You know, it's really not going to do what food should do,
right,
which is nourish you.
It's kind of an oxymoron, isn't it?
It is, indeed. And the thing which I've paid a lot of attention to recently is eating seeds. Now, I'm going to use that term generally. Seeds would include nuts. It would include beans. Anything which you can put in the ground and it'll grow. A pea would be a seed in that regard. Mm-hmm. Eggs, you know, something like that. Caviar in particular, fabulous.
Okay.
So seeds are tremendously valuable because the seed is such a wise little packet. It concentrates nutrients about 20-fold and 30-fold more than the rest of the fruit. So it's this fabulous packet of concentrated nutrition. And what we know is that it's got all sorts of genetic spare parts. If it's not going to be a seed that grows into a plant, that's available for you and I to repair our DNA and our RNA with. It also has tremendous stem cell precursors, especially in the husk of seeds. So I encourage my patients to drink plenty of water. I like the urine to be, you know, light, you know. And I encourage them to eat seeds and nuts, raw, organic, non-X-rayed, non-radiated, mm-hmm. As much as possible. And green leafy vegetables and so forth.
Okay. So a living diet, a living food diet.
Yeah, life comes from life, exactly.
Yeah.
But the other hand, you know, I had this gal today was saying to me, you know, I eat a very strict diet, but sometimes I cheat. I said, great, good. Sometimes have a blast. You know, it's
sure.
Not, the goal isn't, we're taught in school, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. And once you get cancer, everybody forgets that. I just need to prolong life. So the real challenge is to keep the quality and the quantity.